I'm so glad you chose to listen to my story. My name is Gertrude Devine Webster, and I am one of the founders of the Desert Botanical Garden. My interest in preserving and showcasing the wonders of the Sonoran Desert began when I first moved to Phoenix in 1928. I was born in the Midwest and lived on the East Coast for much of my adult life. I was accustomed to the green grass and dense forests of that part of the country. The marvelous cacti, succulents, and other Southwest flora were entirely new to me. I immediately thought that I must work to save this treasured landscape and make sure it is never destroyed by profiteers and boosters. I soon found that a man named Gustav Stark had already undertaken my cause. He maintained an amazing garden at his sprawling home east of town. He was also active in an organization known as the Arizona Cactus and Native Flora Society, which is the group responsible for developing the Desert Botanical Garden. We joined forces and, with the help of others, opened this beautiful garden to the public in 1939. Our magnificent oasis in the city, known around the world and resplendent with cacti from all reaches of the globe, was established to do three things: conserve the Arizona desert, which was fast being destroyed, establish scientific plantings for students and botanists, and make a compelling attraction for winter visitors. I'm pleased to say that in the years following its opening, the garden grew to be as popular with locals as it was with our winter guests. Thank you so much for listening to my story. I never tire of telling about the early efforts responsible for the grand success that is our Desert Botanical Garden.